We have been born into the dimension of suffering. Of course, it is not only suffering, otherwise it would destroy, self-destruct itself. And yet suffering is its essence, and therefore transcendence is its purpose, its reason to be. This dimension has no place in eternity. It is a passage, a place to pass through. It has a purpose, has a meaning. But this meaning is not based on finding, becoming comfortable here, but transcending this place. And this place is not just a place, it is the consciousness of the one who lives in this place that defines it, our consciousness, the limitation of it, the incompleteness of it. Suffering is not necessarily a punishment. It has a wisdom. There's no greatest motivation, push existence can give than to create that circumstance of incompleteness. Of course, when one is totally unconscious, close to the animalistic state of being, one is not recognizing the incompleteness of this place and one's own identity. One can live here in suspension, in lethargy, but not for long. There are many causes of what is suffering. A long time ago, Buddha has described some of them superficially. But the true cause of suffering, the fundamental suffering, is the absence of samadhi. Any being, any creature that has minimum consciousness, minimum ability for existential reflection, sooner or later will recognize the absence of samadhi. As the fundamental cause of suffering, imperfection, incompleteness, as the fundamental lack. A consciousness that is separated from the source, that is not absorbed in reality, that is experiencing itself within itself as a separate self. Such consciousness is in pain. Human beings are such. Creatures that they have arrived to the point of having the capacity to recognize that suffering. And if they are more evolved within their kind, they may identify precisely the cause of their suffering as we are doing it here and now. Of course, the majority of humans are not yet humans, neither they are souls. They are just beginning their journey into human consciousness. They are learning how to be humans far away from getting in touch with the longing to transcend. Samadhi, conscious unification with the fundamental. Is the final goal of human evolution. It is not the end, as some like to think, but the beginning of life, of true life, which is light, which is existence, experience in unity with the supreme reality. That which is experiencing itself in separation from the source of creation is not living, is dying constantly. True life is the life of the self, within the self, and through the self, of the self. So we walk that path, being exactly in the right place, honoring different laws of evolution, and the very waiting that is part of the journey to completion, this very inability to have it yet fully, but gradually moving towards deeper states of harmony, perfection, peace, and love.